a spiffy card that you can carry in your wallet. It's got a great little design on it. And then every month, you'll get a newsletter through the mail that tells you everything that's going on in Florida folk life, all about the dancing and all about the crafts and all about the music in the state. Next group that we have coming on is the Payton Brothers. And the Paytons are supposed to be... Yes, that's what I was thinking. The Paytons are listed as being from Orlando, but of course they're from Orlando and everywhere else. Come on out and start setting up, men, so you can use all your time. They say that they're so spread out that they don't get together as much as they'd like to play anymore, but they're just excellent examples of bluegrass music and also eclectic music. They don't just play bluegrass, they play many styles. I've been listening to them for a long time. They think they've been coming here for about 8 years, or playing here for about 8 years. So please put your hands together and welcome the Payton Brothers.
Thank you. Hey.
Check, 1, 2, test.
Check.
Test. And we all got microphones, all right?
Gosh.
Whoa, Mun's trying to leave me here. Real nervous. There we go. Check. I want to wake up in the morning where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes peeping into where I'm sleeping and the songbirds say hello. I love the fresh air and the sunshine. They are good for us, you know. So I'll make my home in Florida, where the orange blossoms grow.
Thank you very much. Isn't it wonderful to live in the state of Florida and be out here in amongst its beauty? And it's even more wonderful for those of us who realize that Florida's a whole lot more than beach condos and mouse ears and those kinds of things. We're going to do a little bluegrass and other things for you here. Here's an old favorite of ours called the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues.
I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. In the promised land, I've got the blues. I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, Spoolin's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues. I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Sitting at the desk, darned old fool, he won't give me no rest. He take the nickels off a dead man's eyes, buy Coca-Colas and an Eskimo pie. I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, Spoolin's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We played earlier today over on the old marble stage, and we were commenting then that actually we have, I think we attended our first Florida Folk Festival about 25 years ago, back somewhere around 68. We were here for the big one in 72, for those of you who remember that rather unusual year. And in about 76, I think we started playing here, had about an 8-year absence while we were broken up and gone around the different parts of the country. But in the years that we've attended and performed here, we've met a lot of good friends. Some of the performers in particular we came to be very close to. One that we especially admired was a fellow named Gamble Rogers. We did a lot of shows with Gamble other places, too, over the years. Mike over here, you'll notice, if any of you are big Gamble fans, you'll notice this is one of Gamble's, this was his first Randy Wood guitar Mike got from him some years ago.
Yeah, I got it, I think about 1978. He had Randy build him another one because he didn't particularly like the neck of this one. And then he later on said he regretted having sold it to me. But I was in the campground playing one night. We used to stay up real late and play, and somebody came up and said, "Isn't that Gamble's guitar?" And I said, in a sense, I'd just gotten it. I was kind of proud of it. And I said, "No, it's my guitar." He says, I said, "It used to be Gamble's." And said, "Well, can you play like Gamble?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I can play like him, and I can sing like him." So I used to do this imitation of Gamble, kind of exaggerated version
of
him.
Well, you've got to put this into perspective. Mike is really putting on a show now. He's going to prove that he can sound like Gamble and play like him. So he launches into his best Gamble Rogers impression. Well, it was very entertaining at first.
Yeah, it was old Shep. So all the people standing around are kind of laughing, thinking, "Yeah, I'm doing a pretty good job." And then their faces all started looking kind of terrible, and everybody's kind of twitching and holding their heads down, and somebody's kind of like. So I turn around and Gamble's standing right there. Of course, I stopped, and big silence, and he says, "Sounds real good. Go on." And of course, I'm. Never sang the song again.
We were big admirers of Gamble, and we want to do one of the songs that he used to do in tribute to not only a great musician, but we knew Gamble as a person, a fine man. Here's one of the songs he liked so well called Two Little Boys.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played one summer's day, warriors bold, of course. One little chap had a mishap, broke off his horse's head. He wept for his toy, but cried with joy when he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend your horse with glue. And when we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And maybe you will remember when we were just two little boys." Long years had passed, war came at last. Bravely they marched away. Cannons roared loud midst that wild crowd, where wounded and dying Joe lay. Then came a cry, a rider dashed by out of the ranks of the blue. He galloped away to where Joe lay, and he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you dying when there's room on my horse for you? Climb up here, Joe. We'll soon be flying back to the boys in blue. But can't you see, Jack, that I'm all a-tremble? It may be the flash and the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were just two little boys."
Thank you.
While Mike's getting back with banjo here, we'll introduce the group real quick. We are all Peytons. Lee is the youngest on mandolin, Michael on banjo. My name is Dan. John's the old guy here on the bass. Speaking of old guys, we've noticed something. You know, like I said, we've been coming at it for a number of years. Had a few years' absence. Most of you people looking a lot older.
Not that any of us have changed any. Mike's afro looks the same.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
We're going to challenge Diane over here doing the signing for us. She's done this a number of times. Last time she did, she asked us particularly about this song. There's a verse in here. You got to listen close. It's a little bit unusual. And she came to us and said, "I'm not really sure how to do this one, so watch for what she does." Later in the song, maybe a little can-can or something would be appropriate. Diane, I'm not sure what you do.
A lot of people ask us where we started playing music, and probably our biggest influence was a group that played on the Andy Griffith Show, the Dillards, or went by the Darlin family on that show. Well, here's one of the songs off of that show with a little bit of an exception, I guess. It's called Dooley.
Oh, Dooley was a good old man, he lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One girl watched
Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley slipping up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a spot and I'll pay you back someday. The revenuers came for him a-slippin' through the woods. Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his goods. Now Dooley was a trader, when into town he'd come, he'd bring sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley slippin' up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter and I'll pay you back someday. Oh, she came around the haystack, I came around to meet her. She pulled up her petticoat and I pulled out for Georgia. Dooley slipping up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a spot and I'll pay you back someday. Oh, I remember very well the day old Dooley died. The women folk looked sorry and the men stood around and cried. Now Dooley's on a mountain, he lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone. Dooley slipping up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter, I'll pay you back someday.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, while we're playing, I can't see what she's doing down there. I've thought about it a number of times and just came up with all kinds of weird things.
I'm not sure Aunt B would have approved, but I...
Don't say Aunt B.
I forgot. It gets him excited.
That's why I wear my banjo so low. Mine. No, it hides the picture of her on my belt buckle. Oh. Golly. What were you thinking?
I was a fool to say I didn't love you, just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. Oh, the wind is cold tonight, but not as cold as my heart. It's chilly in here since you left me, my dear. I can't sleep, I'm falling apart. I was a fool to say I didn't love you, just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. And a heart was broken as the words were spoken, and you locked my heart outside. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. It seems I was a fool to say I didn't love you, just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. I was a fool to say I didn't love you, just because you hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear by stars above you.
You said you didn't love me, say you lied. I was a fool to say I didn't love you, just because it hurt my pride. It wasn't true, I swear the stars above you. You said you didn't love me, say you lied. You said you didn't love me, say you lied.
Another instrument change here real quick. Lady, pick up a guitar and harmonica. And slow things down a bit. We'll, another person. We're going to name a couple of folks that were, unfortunately, have been lost to us over the last few years. But we were fortunate enough to have known when they were playing the Folk Festival. We'll do a song here that's a favorite of a lot of folks that do folk-type music, and we'll do it for a fellow named Will McLean, who did a little harmonica playing on this stage years ago. This one's called Night Rider's Lament. Graveyard shift, midnight till dawn. The moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. He asked me, why do you ride for your money? Tell me, why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Lord, you must have gone crazy out there. Said last night I run on to Jenny. She's married and has a good life. You sure miss the track when you never come back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why does he ride? Tell me, why does he rope for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere and he's losing his share. Lord, he must have gone crazy out there. But they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen the spring hit the great divide. Lord, they've never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Well, I read up the last of my letter, tore off the stamp for Black Jim. Then Billy rode up to relieve me. He just looked at my letter and grinned. He asked me, why do they ride for their money? Tell me, why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Lord, they all must be crazy out there. Cause they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen a spring hit the great divide.
Thank you.
Here's an old Flattened Scruggs tune. We felt like we kind of weren't doing enough traditional stuff. We did so many clubs and learned so many weird songs to try to entertain people in nightclubs that didn't know what bluegrass was. We decided maybe we'd go back and pick up a bluegrass song. So here's an old Flattened Scruggs tune.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir.
Well, it's upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. See Uncle Bill just a rarin' and a pitchin', yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir.
It's old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
And the children are crying. Here come the preacher and the children are crying. Here come the preacher and the children are crying. Chickens all are running and a toenail's a flying. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And some of you guys, you may have experienced a first there if you've seen us before. You notice that John sang a lead on that. That I'm sure is a first for a lot of you.
First song ever for John to sing a lead.
It's the first time I took a big enough breath to take in a palmetto bug without choking.
You notice he stayed right in harmony there. Didn't miss a lick.
Kind of tickles though.
A lot of protein.
He'll start doing it all the time now.
Start snorting them later. Punch that time, but
wait a minute.
Uh-huh. See that palmetto bug? Went right to my head.
You need something up there.
Punch that alarm clock by the wedding picture. I'd roll back over if I were richer. Get a cup of coffee, button up my shirt. Get a little kiss from the wife and kids and off to work. Punch that time clock like you pull a trigger. I'd punch my line boss if I were bigger. Try to keep my hands up where the wheels won't spin. And I think I see a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel I'm in. Going down to that blue light, where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. home late last night, sneaking in on bare feet. I found my suitcase out in the wet street with my army medals and my field and stream. I woke the little wife and said, "Hey dear, what's this here mean?" She said, "See that fellow in the bathroom mirror tomorrow morning. Well, he better not be here." Didn't even ask me where the heck I'd been. I think she's seen a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. Well, I got me a bad cough, went to see a Sawbones. He gave me two pills of bills, said, "Make out your will." I took out a big loan, said, "Living that hard life is a mortal sin. And I think I see a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel you're in. I'm going down to that blue light where the angels sing all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light."
Thank you.
Recently, we decided to try something new, and we're going to do a song for you now that is new for us. Stephen Foster wrote this song, and I'm sure some of you have heard it before. I mentioned earlier today, I was a little surprised. I think it was the Willie Nelson birthday thing on TV last week. If any of you saw that, Bob Dylan did this song. It really surprised me.
Let's hope I can sing it as good as Bob.
If you can't, let's quit now, okay?
Hey, you play the harmonica as good as he does.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all share sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we hesitate to do this, but we're going to turn Mike loose on you again down here. Every family's got one like Mike.
A rocket scientist, they mean.
Yeah.
Mike does a little bit of songwriting. Actually writes some pretty good stuff. Unfortunately, most of it is not suitable for
family entertainment.
This one, I guess, is anymore. 15 years ago when he started doing it, I think we would sometimes warn audiences this might be a PG tune. Gosh, not anymore. All you got to do is watch daytime TV, and it gets a lot worse than this.
Yeah, this is a song about marriage, and I'm the only one up here who's never experienced that. So,
I wonder why.
We just flew him in from San Francisco.
Hey.
Dan,
that was low. Anyway, I wrote this song when I was in the hospital. I was having a back operation and years ago.
I thought it was when you were having the lobotomy.
that was later. I don't remember anything about that. But I do remember about this, though. There was this girl that would bring my food every day, and it was one of those candy stripers or whatever they are. And I had my guitar and banjo in the room, and she kept asking me to write her a song. So we had this little thing going, and
no comment.
Well, they had me on muscle relaxers, so wasn't much of a thing going on. So anyway,
why did you start?
They should shut me up. But anyway, she kept coming in saying, "When are you gonna write me a song?" And I told her, "Well, come back, I'll write you a song." You know, I was in there for 18 days, so I said, "Come back tomorrow, I'll write you a song." Finally, she caught on to that routine and said, "When are you writing my song, damn it?" So I wrote her a song. I got to thinking what it'd be like to be married to somebody like that. And this is what I came up with. The song is called "Damn It." I think it's finally time that you should learn my legal name. Ever since our marriage vows, things just ain't been the same. Why can't you call me darling, sugar babe, or honey? You've gotten it wrong all along, and damn, it just ain't funny. Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, "Damn it, where you been?" Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. I used to be a redneck back then. On the morning of our wedding day, we both just couldn't wait. It was honey this and honey that, and things were going great. Until I turned and said I do, everything was fine. He pronounced us wed, you turned and said, "Damn it, now you're mine." Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, "Damn it, where you been?" Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. When the baby uttered his first words, I reached my final straw. "I'm leaving you and that little creep, 'cause it really rubbed me raw. The last thing that you'll hear from me is the front door as I slam it." 'Cause his first word came out, "Mama." His second word was, "Damn it." Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, "Damn it, where you been?" Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. Yeah, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. Thank you.
When we were kids, there's two more kids in our family. We have a brother named Scott that's younger than we are, and a sister, Vicky, that's right in the middle. And a pretty big bunch. We used to, one of our favorite things was to go over to our grandmother's house, and she'd always make us a pallet. And that was a big deal to get to go to Nanny's and sleep on a pallet. And so when we first heard this song, it made us think of her, so we thought we would learn that song. And then we got to looking into what the song was really about and found out we were on the wrong track.
Didn't have anything to do with Grandma at all.
No, this is...
I hope not, anyway.
I think this song came from W.C. Handy back in the Delta Blues era. And what it's really about is adultery and how not to get caught.
Call, make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
I'd be more than satisfied if I could catch a train and ride. If I reach Atlanta with no place to go, make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
She might shoot me dead.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Time friends of mine, come all you good time friends of mine. When I had a dollar, you treated me just fine. Where'd you go when I only had a dime?
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so a good gal I never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so a good gal I never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
We've got time for one more. We're going to close out our portion of the show this evening. As always, it's a great pleasure to play the Folk Festival. I hope we'll see you folks again. We've mentioned a couple of dear friends from the Folk Festival, and we want to do this last one for a very special person who's also left us recently. And this and for Mama, too. We'll clean up our act with this one. We'll do this in memory of Thelma Bolton.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection shed, when the chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies and a roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder,
when the roll
is called up yonder,
when the roll
is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let's talk about his wondrous love and care. When all my days are over and my work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder,
when the roll
is called up yonder,
when the roll
is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder,
when the roll
is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder,
when the roll
is called up yonder,
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Peyton Brothers. Well, what's the story? Are you interested more or not? That's what I thought. Don't let those Peyton brothers get in their car, would you? Come on back, please.
Thank you. Gospel numbers will do it every time.
Yeah. I'm afraid they will. Yeah.
No, the big thumb's going to get it. We'll do another one sort of in that vein, but we'll wrap it up with this one. It's got a kind of a gospel sound to it, but actually we have to credit a kind of a, what would you call them, a country rock group for this one. A band called Pure Prairie League did it, called Picking to Beat the Devil.
Make my rounds of the country churches, playing my guitar for free. Repertoire is 109 songs for God's glory.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail.
Found myself in a roadside barroom, drinking my time away. Kentucky women and Tennessee whiskey, it's gonna be hell to pay. A worn out Chevy and a beat up Martin is all I'll ever own. My worthless life is dedicated to bringing God's children home.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers,
temperance sermon is what a good meal buys. For a little extra, there's a guitar solo called Reward in the Sky.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail. I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Peyton brothers. Well, listen, I can't see your hands, so how about if we decide by clapping? How many people are here for the first time this year? If you are, would you just clap? And if you've been here for more than 5 years, would you clap? More than 10 years. More than 15 years. 20 years or more. It's my 21st year. 25. Some man's hands are yelling out. 30 years or more. Stand up. Where are you? Stand up. Where are you? Listen, let's give them a hand. Now stay standing. Stay standing if you've been here more than 35 years. If you've been here more than 35 years, stay standing. Where are you? Goodness gracious. Forty or 41 years. Cubby? Anybody else? I think Evelyn also. Cubby, glad you're here. You are all now and have been participants in the 41st Florida Folk Festival, where we come to think about and talk about Florida folk music and folklore and folk ways and folk life. We come every year to preserve and to encourage, revive, to honor and to celebrate the ways of the common person. I think the basic insight of folk studies and folk life and folklore, what we do, is that the common person is in fact uncommon. It's the wisdom of the festival that to be a human being is to be a creative force in the universe. And I think we come here to recognize that every human being's creative process brings wisdom when it's used carefully. And although we don't talk about it much, one of the things that I think we come here to do is to honor our elders. Those people who don't pretend to wisdom, but somewhere when we're around them or sometime when we're around them, we begin to suspect that they're wise in some unspeakable way anyway. And as the festival gets older, I realize for myself that there are fewer and fewer elders. Some of them leave later in their lives, and it makes more sense to me, and some of them leave earlier in their lives, and I find it more difficult to understand. But no matter when they leave a hole in our hearts and a big empty space in our community. So I'd like to breathe on a few of their names tonight, and if you knew these people, I'd like for you to remember them with me. Paul Champion, Jim Ballou, Ed Fleming, Will McLean, and Gamble Rogers. And tonight, there's one more of our elders in the pantheon of those who've gone before us, Cousin Thelma Ann Bolton.
The person I want to present to you, I say present, not introduced, because she needs no introduction to this audience. A person who's done more than anybody else, certainly nobody's done more to preserve this cultural heritage that we have had. She's a part of it, she knows a lot of it, tells some of the finest folk tales you've ever heard, and she has encouraged others to come at this festival and preserve it. So when I present her to her, to you, I want you to give her the biggest hand, the strongest welcome, because she has done more than anybody else. And I want to present to you the director of the Florida Folk Festival, who has built it into what it is today, Cousin Thelma Bolton.
Will you please come back here with my program?
Excuse me. That's what she does. She won't let you get away with anything, you know.
Well, you know, part of folkiana is exaggeration, too. And you may be sure that those words sound mighty pretty and do titillate my ears, but nobody does it alone. Everybody has the help. And we have a tremendous staff here who works unceasingly. My goodness, we've already started working on the 1973 Florida Folk Festival. What do you think of that? Already programming. So everybody helps. But it is heartwarming to have you come year after year. How many of you have been here for 20 years? This is your 20th festival. There's a hand down there. And I expect Ms. Saunders is up. And I know Cousin Ed Kirkland's is up back here. We are now entering into about the third generation of folk performers. But I'm not going to stand up here and talk. I'm going to talk for 4 days. So I'm going to say 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to make a ready, and a 4 to go. And
you may be sure that she did talk for those 4 days, as she had talked for 18 years before that as the director and mistress of ceremony, and as she would talk for almost 20 years after, talking to introduced performers, sometimes talking to chide, sometimes very gently, and sometimes with a razor-sharp rapier. We're here tonight to honor Cousin Thelma. And when I say we, that's a very large we. It includes everybody who's ever sat in this audience. It includes everybody who's ever walked on these stages to sing a song, to play, to tell a story, to dance. It includes the people that cook Hoppin' John and fry bread. It includes the people that make white oak baskets and answer questions from the kids. It includes the people who take care of the park. It includes the staff, past and present. It includes that woman I saw floating by on the Suwannee River this afternoon. In fact, it includes everybody living in the wide bosom of Florida, and if there was ever anybody who was an apt representative of the wide bosom of Florida, it was Thelma. But all those people who are trying to live artful lives are the people that are here tonight. Whether you can put your hand on them or just whether you can put your mind on them. And there's no place more appropriate to do this than right here. It's a good thing they didn't schedule this for someplace else. And so we're here to honor her. And she had a lot of honors in her life. Besides, as if there needed to be a besides, almost well over three decades as the director of this festival. She was recognized nationally as a folklorist. She was the state and national chairman for folklore for the National Federation of Music Clubs. She received the Florida Folk Heritage Award. She appeared on stages all over the country, from Fox Hollow, New York, Jonesboro, Tennessee, at the National Storytelling Festival, Dade City, Florida, and White Springs. She told stories in schools for almost 60 years. And there are friends my age whose parents remember Thelma coming to their school. And they not only remember that she showed up, but they remember the stories she told. And they remembered what she wore. And there are children of those same friends who have the same memories. So we honor her professional life as a folklorist. We honor her magic. Thelma never married, but there was a strong enough love that she made us all a kind of kindred spirit. She never bore children, but she created this family. And she was not a grandmother, except to the several thousand of us who sat at her knee and received her gift of the love of Florida's heritage. And we honor her memory. She had a pretty good memory. She waited almost 25 years to tell Gamble and Jim that she did know who it was who had climbed the water tower in the middle of the night in 1964. And we honor our memories of her. The dresses that she wore. Wasn't fitting to come on stage without a hat. And Thelma, I apologize for the drabness of my chapeau, because it should have more style. Small memories that we carry. The special way she warmed Ernie's hands before the 1981 festival. That sometimes after a festival might be over at somebody's house, kind of unwinding and nobody being terribly surprised that Thelma might pull a bottle of sweetening out from under the voluminous folds of her skirt. And those memories of her serve as a guide, a signpost, much in the manner the story of the guy, stranger comes to town and he says, Excuse me, old timer, could you tell me how to get to the Johnson place? And the old timer says, well, you go about 2-3 miles up the road to where the Baptist church used to be, and you take a left. And our memories of Thelma are like that Baptist church that used to be there. So how is it that we honor her? I've had this creeping feeling that she's going to rise up out of the Suwannee River and say, let's clap Ed off the stage. But I think there are three ways we can do this. The first way is to be the very the very best that you can be at that which is important to you. She was very good at laying expectations on people and watching them rise to meet them. Sometimes they were sort of unrealistic. In her latter days, she and I found ourselves in a most astonishingly embarrassing circumstance. It's certainly one that Miss Thibault's School for Young Women and Emerson College did not prepare her. And I said, Thelma, what should I do? And she said, Ed, I expect you to act like a gentleman. The second way we can honor her is by encouraging those people who have something to say, the desire to say it, and need your support, your ears, your hands, your heart, to give them a chance to say it. Because of all her skills, that's the one that stood out. She was mighty righteous in her own right. But she made a great wide place for anybody else who was striving to be something special. And the third way that we honor her is by singing. In her latter most days, she would still sing to mourn the passing of a friend. And I think we can do no less than that. There are two women and a man who played an important part in Thelma's life. Eugenia Fitchin was 15 years old when she walked onto this stage in 1966. And I don't think there was anybody that Thelma was prouder of for the quality of her songwriting, for her singing, and for the way that she lived her life. Dennis Devine got gently and subtly pulled into the Bolton family, where Thelma was just Thelma. And he was amazed that they weren't saying, Thelma, tell me a story, tell me a story. They were just treating her normal. And Evelyn Beers. Jeannie and Thelma went to the 1967 Fox Hollow Festival in New York that Evelyn and her late husband Bob hosted. And at the time, it was an example of the best there was. And they felt they had been made very much at home. And in the following years, Thelma returned the favor, and the Beers family came here. So it would be a pleasure for me to ask Jeannie, Dennis, and Evelyn to come out on stage and have us a song.
The song we're going to do is Dumbarton's Drums, which I believe was Cousin Thelma's favorite. And the song first came to the Florida Folk Festival with the Beers family from New York, Evelyn, her husband Bob, and their daughter Martha. And when Bob died in 1972, or after Bob died, Evelyn continued to come, and we continued to sing Dumbarton's Drums. And in Evelyn's absence those few years, Cousin Thelma and I continued to sing Dumbarton's Drum. So we've never really been without the song. And I know that she's with us tonight, and she's going to be singing with us.
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kisses me across the fields of bounding heather. Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love that has no measure. Drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny. His graceful eye, it doth invite me, and when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night doth turn and deep. Dumbarton's drum. Johnny needs and kids. what fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. And now we're going to ask everyone to stand up and come on up and join us and sing Cousin Thelma's very favorite, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. That precious day, that grace appeared, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already
you all thought I'd fainted or something. Well, I'm not going to faint till it's all. Oh, I'm not going to faint then. I'm going to go sit on Phil Wernley's front porch and rock some. Take my shoes off, put on my Mother Hubbard, and just take my ease.
Be at ease, Thelma. And we'll see you all next year for the 1994 Florida Folk Festival. Good night.
Good night, everyone.